the thing in question. From the start, he got it, perhaps because he came from a long line of indefinite pronouns. "Good morning, sweetie," said his mother. "I take it you agree. Darling, even though you get it, I will get it for you the rest of your life. Yes, for you, anything I will get." "Jesus, Mary, and Joseph," said his father. "I will always confront it. I hate it when you help him get it. He's got to learn to work for it, or he'll never get anywhere. What the hell's wrong with you?" And so it went, knocked in all directions by "I take it you agree" and "I will always confront it," so much so that some nights he got it, couldn't recall what he was getting, what he had got. Then came the day his mother gave birth to smiling twin girls. "It must be love," and "Isn't it adorable?" Suddenly, "I take it you agree" had a new set of getting priorities. The cranky heart inside "I will always confront it" suddenly forgot how to work. The service was brief. Standing on a bar stool, knees all wobbly, he got it, proclaimed to a long line of indefinite pronouns that his name was now "Make It a Double."